Well, let's check some high school sports around the area last night. First, a game heard here on KJAN last night. It was Kemper Catholic with a big fourth quarter as they shut down Atlantic 72-57 in boys Hawkeye 10 conference basketball. The game was fairly close early, a 19-14 first quarter lead for Kemper Catholic, although the Knights stretched that lead to 15 at halftime with a 21-11 second quarter. Atlantic, though, big in the third quarter, a 26-12 effort in the third. Narrowed that to lead to just a point at 52-51 heading into the fourth for Kemper Catholic, but the Knights were able to hold Atlantic to just 6 points in the fourth quarter as they win it 72-57. Matt Dentlinger, the big 6'7" senior in the middle, was a big difference maker for the Knights in that contest last night as he had a nice stat line, 28 points, 13 rebounds, 5 block shots. For Kemper Catholic last night. Atlantic led by senior Garrett Franken, who had 25 points in that contest, as Atlantic falls to 12-5 with that loss. 15-2 now for Kemper Catholic with that win. Also in the Hawkeye 10, Clarinda's boys beat Red Oak 63-50. In other boys basketball last night, Underwood over AHSTW 63-47 in the Western Iowa Conference. Also, Trainer beat Griswold 66-29. Tri-Center over Riverside 55-25. IKM Manning got a big night from Ben Wagner, 25 points, 18 rebounds, as the Wolves defeat Audubon 66-51. Logan Magnolia beat Missouri Valley 73-48. In the Rolling Valley Conference last night, it was Glidden Ralston over Cam 60-53. Arweva beat West Harrison 75-29. Corner Conference play saw Essex over West Nottoway 70-55, and Clarinda Academy beat Heartland Christian 68-26. From the Pride of Iowa, Central Decatur dumps Lennox 62-39. In boys basketball. Over on the girls' side of the basketball slate last night from the Hawkeye 10, it was Red Oak over Clarinda 68-41. In the Western Iowa Conference, Underwood beat AHSTW 61-27. Trainer over Griswold 75-39. IKM Manning defeats Audubon 42-38. Kaya Rasmussen counted for half of IKM Manning's points with 21 on the night. Logan Magnolia beat Missouri Valley 68-42. Tri-Center over Riverside by 10, 46-36. In the Rolling Valley Conference, the Cam girls over Glidden Ralston by 10, 60-50. It was Arweva getting by West Harrison 40-34. Corner Conference, Essex over West Nottoway 58-18. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Central Decatur over Lennox 72-12 in action last night. Also last night in the high school and college men's basketball, fifth-ranked Arizona still owns a perfect record in Pac-12 conference play after cruising to a win in Corvallis, Oregon. So Wildcats go to 10-0 in the conference, thumping Oregon State 71-54 last night. Also in the top 25, top-rated Gonzaga remains the only undefeated team in Division I men's hoops after Nigel Williams-Goss poured in 33 points to lead an 85-75 win at BYU. They're 23-0 now on the season. Also last night, Dylan Brooks bailed out 13th-ranked Oregon, scoring the final 12 points in a 71-70 win over Arizona State. Number 18 St. Mary's won for the 14th time in 15 games, a 74-70 win over Pacific. Also last night, number 24 Florida jumped out to a big lead and then defeated Missouri 93-54. The 21st-ranked Duke Blue Devils will have their Hall of Fame coach on the sideline this weekend. Mike Krzyzewski has announced on his weekly radio show that he'll be back for Saturday's game against Pittsburgh. Krzyzewski took a leave of absence 4 weeks ago to undergo back surgery, his fifth medical procedure since the end of last season. He revealed on his SiriusXM broadcast Wednesday that he's watched parts of Duke's workouts for the past week and a half. The Blue Devils were ranked 8th in the AP poll when he announced that Jeff Capel would serve as interim coach. They won just 4 of 7 games under Capel and have fallen to 21st in the poll, but they come off road wins at Wake Forest and number 20 Notre Dame. Krzyzewski will turn 70 on February 13th. In women's college hoops, Iowa Hawkeye senior Allie Disterhoff and sophomore Megan Gunderson combined for 45 points and 21 rebounds as Iowa defeated Rutgers for a fifth consecutive time last night, 71-57 at home at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Gustafson posted her 11th double-double of the season with 25 points and 12 rebounds. Disterhoff poured in 20 points with 9 rebounds. She was 7-11 from the field. The Hawkeyes improved to 14-8 overall, 5-4 in the Big Ten Conference by winning their third game in the last 4 outings. Rutgers is 6-17 overall. They're 3-7 currently in the Big Ten Conference. Up next for Iowa, a game against Michigan on the road Sunday. That gets underway at 1 o'clock. The Wolverines are undefeated in 11 home games this season. They're 7-2 in conference play. Well, the Drake women have the lead as the second half of the Missouri Valley Conference race begins tonight with a visit to Southern Illinois. The Bulldogs are 9-0 in the Missouri Valley Conference league race after a double overtime win at Northern Iowa.
I think in terms of record, yes, we're very happy with being 9-0 and in this league and where we're at. In terms of where we want to be on the floor, I think we're getting there, but we have a long way to go.
That's Drake coach Jenny Baranchik, who says despite leading the Valley and scoring at better than 83 points a game, the Bulldogs need to make more strides on offense.
I know this is going to kind of sound as a shock, but I think our offensive flow is a major area of improvement. I think there's just little things that we can do that can just make us so much better.
Baranchik says there are a lot of hurdles to clear in the second half of the league race.
Great, we're 9-0, and we feel good about it. However, we don't necessarily feel like we haven't hit where we want to hit yet. We're not clicking on all cylinders. We've had moments of really beautiful possessions, both offensively, defensively, in the rebounding, but we have such a long way to go.
Well, UNI is 8-1 in the league race. They open up the second half at Evansville.
The progress that this team has been able to make on a day-to-day basis and a game-to-game basis is tremendous, and I'm extremely proud of that, and we're going to continue to make progress as long as we control the things that we can control.
That's Panther head coach Tanya Warren, who says there are plenty of challenges remaining.
You can't take anyone for granted. Winning is hard. Winning on the road is extremely hard. So you have to make sure that you're prepared every time out. You have to be able to take care of your home floor and hope to at least come away with a split on the road.
UNI has been the best road team in the Valley in recent years, and Warren credits her team's ability to focus on the game plan as one of those reasons. Well, to football now, is with recruiting over, Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says now he can focus on rounding out his staff. Ferentz fired running backs coach Chris White and receivers coach Bobby Kennedy at the end of this past season.
I just felt like for our program right now, this is something that we needed to do at this point. And, that being said, certainly our focus now turns to making sure that we get the right people in the right seats over the next couple of weeks.
Ferentz hopes the process will be complete in just a couple of weeks.
Most important at this point right now, it's about doing it the right way, not the fast way. And, you see other people hire people really quickly. They may have past relationships, that type of thing. But it's just like our football team. We're going to keep a really open mind right now and do our best to get the best people seated in the best seats that will help us move forward as a football team.
Brian Ferentz was promoted to offensive coordinator following the retirement of Greg Davis during this offseason. In baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals and right-handed pitcher Carlos Martinez have agreed to a $51 million five-year contract extension that buys out his arbitration years and includes a couple of team options. The contract breaks the record for a pitcher reaching arbitration for the first time. The Indians signed Corey Kluber to a $38.5 million five-year deal in 2015. The 25-year-old Martinez made 31 starts a year ago, posting a 3.04 ERA and assuming the role of staff ace. That lowered his career ERA to 3.32 over parts of four seasons in St. Louis. Pitcher Michael Wacha is the only Cardinals player remaining unsigned as an arbitration-eligible player. Elsewhere around the league, corner infielder Mark Reynolds has accepted a minor league contract with the Colorado Rockies. He'll report to the big league camp later this month. The 33-year-old hit a career-best 282 with 14 homers and 53 RBIs for the Rockies last season. Shelby Miller has made his argument to arbitrators for $5.1 million from Arizona after he went just 3-12 with a .615 earned run average last season. The team is offering $4.7 million. In golf, Matt Kuchar is the leader through one round of the PGA's Phoenix Open. Kuchar eagled the par 5 13th and had five birdies in a 7-under par 64 round. He followed his 20-foot eagle putt with birdies on three of his final four holes to complete a bogey-free round. Kuchar is one stroke ahead of defending champion Hideki Matsuyama and Brendan Steele. Jordan Spieth shot a 70. He trails by five strokes. The European Tour says Tiger Woods has withdrawn from the Dubai Desert Classic due to a back injury. Woods insisted that he had not suffered a setback despite his comeback continuing in demoralizing fashion. The 14-time major winner failing to card a single birdie as he slumped to an opening 77, two shots worse than his previous highest score in that event. He didn't look 100% fit at various points in his round, climbing gingerly out of a greenside bunker on the first hole and notably grimacing as he walked off the tee on the seventh, his 16th hole of the day. He said he wasn't in pain at all. He was just trying to hit shots and wasn't doing a very good job, and at the end he finally hit some good ones, but the damage had already been done. Woods returned to the PGA Tour for the first time in 17 months last week and failed to make the cut at the Farmers Insurance Open. That's Check Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.